بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أربع من كن فيه كان منافقا خالصا ومن كانت فيه خصلة منهن كانت فيه خصلة من النفاق حتى يدعها إذا أؤتمن خان وإذا حدث كذب وإذا عاهد غدر وإذا خاصم فجر متفق عليه. As we mentioned yesterday, we are dealing with the chapter which deals with الوفاء بالعهد, to fulfill one's promise and to keep one's word, a pledge which one makes in Shariat. This is something that is very weighty and carries a great burden of responsibility. The hadith we discussed yesterday and this hadith, the meaning is very similar. Just to recap, the narrator of the first hadith was Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the signs of a munafiq, a hypocrite, are three. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. And when he is entrusted with an amanat, a trust, he misappropriates that trust. In the riwayat of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that such a person has the signs of nifaq, even if he may fast and read salah and claim that he is a Muslim, a true Muslim. As we mentioned, the nifaq, according to majority of the ulama that is referred to in this hadith, one is we find that nifaq which is shari'i nifaq, or that nifaq which it has to do with one's iman or aqidah or belief, that is ibtanul kufr wa izharul iman, where a person conceals his kufr and he reveals iman. Then there is another type of nifaq, which is what we call nifaq of practice, and that is what is referred to in this hadith. But we find that based on Surah Munafiqun, the verse in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the munafiqeen, those who were hypocrites in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that the root of nifaq and hypocrisy is dishonesty and speaking lies. Wallahu yashhadu innal munafiqeen lakadibun. Allah ta'ala bears witness that verily the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, are liars. We find that speaking lies or dishonesty or not having integrity, these are referred to by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the signs of hypocrisy. And this is something that leads towards nifaq and hypocrisy. This hadith, Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhumah says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are four qualities, if they are found in a person, مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ كَانَ مُنَافِقًا خَالِصًا. He is an absolute and a khalis, a complete munafiq, hypocrite. And if any one of these qualities is found in him, then in him is a quality of nifaq and hypocrisy. حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا, until he will give up such a quality. Then these four things which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, we find that three of them are mentioned in the previous hadith, and there is one more addition in this hadith. As we mentioned yesterday, the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has referred to this as the qualities of a munafiq, and one is the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been promised for a munafiq. Innal munafiqeena fi ad-dark al-asfali min an-nar. Allah ta'ala says the munafiqeen will be in the lowest level of Jahannam. In other words, that way Abu Jahl won't be, the munafiqeen will be in the lowest level of Jahannam. So we have to be, as believers, as people of iman, we should not be anywhere near any of these qualities that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has referred to as the qualities of a hypocrite. Sadly, we find that unfortunately nowadays, these qualities have become absolutely prevalent amongst us. Many of us don't even regard them to be sin, don't even regard them to be wrong. Whereas, this is an indication of the weakness of iman. This is why we have to become very, very concerned and worried if these qualities are there within us. MashaAllah, there are many brothers out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the training time for us to ensure, take the microscope, take a thermometer, look within ourselves, see if these qualities are there, and make a concerted effort to eradicate and cleanse ourselves of these qualities. The first quality referred to in this hadith where Rasulullah said, وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنْهُنَّ كَانَتْ فِيهِ خَصْلَةٌ مِّنَ النِّفَاقِ حَتَّى يَدَعَهَا. That if you have this quality in you, then you have a quality of hypocrisy and nifaq until you will give it up. The first, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi mentions, إِذَا تُمِنَ خَان, that when he is given an amanat, a trust, he misappropriates, he makes khiyanat of the trust. Amanat dari, to be trustworthy, to have integrity. When somebody gives you a trust for you to look after it, for you to carry the burden of responsibility, not deceive people, not do people down, this is something that is so emphasized in Shariat that in the Hajjatul Wada, in the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, obviously he gave very, very brief advices, but it was advices, parting advices for the Ummah till Qiyamah. So whatever he highlighted in that sermon of his Hajjatul Wada, that in itself should make us realize how important it is. And amongst the things which Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in that sermon is, he said, Man kanat indahu amanatun فَلْيُؤَدِّهَا إِلَىٰ مَنِ اْتَمَنَهُ عَلَيْهَا. Any one of you that has an amanat, has a trust with him, let him ensure that he pays back, or he hands that trust over the one, or to the one who gave it to him. The riwayat of Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein we can understand the emphasis that Shariat has placed upon amanat dari, not doing other people down, not usurping the haq and the rights of others. He says, Al-qatlu fi sabilillah yukaffiru kulla dham. If a man becomes shaheed, if a man gives his life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that shahadat, that being slain in the path of Allah ta'ala, yukaffiru kulla dham, becomes an expiation, a means by which Allah ta'ala will forgive every sin. Shaheed, before the drop of his blood reaches the ground, every sin is forgiven, except one sin. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates, he says, except one sin, and that is amanat. Trust, even becoming a shaheed. If you usurp someone's amanat, becoming a shaheed also will not expiate that sin. Allah ta'ala will summon this person on the day of judgment, the shaheed. And Allah will say to him, Addi amanatak. Pay back the amanat that you took, the trust that you misappropriated. You took someone's land, you took someone's haq, he left something in safekeeping with you, you misappropriated the trust, now pay it back. At the amanatak. So this person will say, Min ayna ya Rabbi, waqad dhahabatid dunya. Ya Allah, it was in the dunya. I took it in the dunya. Dunya is gone. Yawma tubaddalu al-ard, ghayra al-ard, wa samawat, wa barazu lillahi al-wahid al-qahhar. Allah says, on the day of judgment, we will bring a new earth. So that earth is gone. Ya Allah, how am I going to pay it back? Where is it? So Allah Ta'ala will say to him, idhabu bihi ila al-hawiya. That amanat that you misappropriated, that you have to return back to its rightful owner, it is lying in hawiya. What is hawiya? Hawiya, Nabi Sallallahu, we find mafhum in the riwayat, in Quran also, that there are seven layers of Jahannam. Hawiya, Jahim, Saqar, Lada, Hutama, Sa'ir, and Jahannam. These are the seven layers of Jahannam. The lowest level of Jahannam is Hawiya. How deep is that? Riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Sahaba Ikram, and all of a sudden they heard a thunderous explosion. Huge sound. Sahaba became alarmed and they said, Ya Rasulullah, what is that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that a boulder, a rock was dropped in Jahannam 70 years ago. Today it has reached the depths of Jahannam. That is the sound that you heard. So Hawiya is the lowest level of Jahannam. And Jahannam is such that as you go lower, Allah protect us, the intensity of the azab increases. Hawiya is where the munafiqeen will be. Innal munafiqeen fi ad-darkil asfali minan nar. So Allah Ta'ala will say that say to the believer, not just a believer, a shaheed. Say to the shaheed that the amanat that you ate up of somebody's, return it. He will say, Ya Allah, where is it? Allah will say, it is in Hawiya. Now go and fetch it from Hawiya. So this person, words cannot describe the difficulty and the azab that he will face going right down till Hawiya. He will lift this amanat up, whether it was a land, whether it was some wealth, whatever it is that he misappropriated, he would have to carry it on his back and start climbing up Jahannam. Until he reaches right till the top, then the angel will push him again. It comes in the riwayat, zallat fahawat. He will slip, that amanat will fall right down into Hawiya again. Then he will have to go back and carry, this will carry on until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees or decides. So amanat, trust is not something that should be taken lightly. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, khiyanat, misappropriation of a trust, deception, this is a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. Sign of iman is when a person is amanatdar. Personality like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, Ya ayyuhan nas, la taghurrannakum tantanatul rajuli billayli fi salatihi. Innamar rajul man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadih wa man adda al-amanata idha tumin. He would say, O people, do not be deceived when you see a man not sobbing or weeping. When you see a man wailing and crying in tahajjud salah, you see someone in the dead of night wailing and crying, do not be deceived that this man is a pious person. Innamar rajul al-rajul. He said, a man amongst men, true piety, man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadih, is that person from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. وَمَنْ أَدَّ الْأَمَانَةَ إِذَا تُمِنْ. And the one who discharges an amanat, a trust, when he is given that trust. That is إِنَّمَا الرَّجُلُ الرَّجُلُ. That is true taqwa. That is true piety. So this is the emphasis and the importance that the Shariat places upon what we call حُقُوقُ ibad, the rights of our fellow human beings. Person becomes a shaheed in the path of Allah, still that will not expiate that haq and that right that he ate up. So it is very, very important that we discharge those rights. So the first quality of nifaq, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that is in a person until he gives it up. He said, idha tumina khana, when he is given amanat and a trust, then he misappropriates that trust. The second quality, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. When he speaks lies. When he speaks lies. If you look at all four qualities that are mentioned, or signs of nifaq or hypocrisy in this hadith, the root of it is this, speaking lies, dishonesty. Because we find that from dishonesty, all, and from dishonesty, not having integrity, not having weight in your zaban, what you speak, and we find that all the other sins and all the other transgressions, the root, they stem from dishonesty. So this is one great mashk and one practice that we should bring in our lives. Stay away from speaking lies. Whenever we open our mouth, let us be careful. Let us be ensure that when a Muslim speaks, he speaks the truth. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah.